Thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening. I'm here to speak for a very small minority, I fear. I do support every effort that can be put into getting Northern Pass to agree to bury their line. But if they agree to bury it, and we get an approval of that in the upcoming EIS statement, I suspect I will be a very small crowd at the hearing for the EIS draft, complaining that there should be no Northern Pass at all, buried or otherwise. And I plead with DOE and their staff and their consultants to do a very deep dive into the area of my greatest concern. Of lesser concern on the no Northern Pass is its negative impact on the economy and tax base of the state of New Hampshire. But to me, by far the bigger issue, one that I don't have an answer to, frankly, and I have not the capability to produce the answer, and it is my reliance on the panel that's sitting in front of us and the people I have working with them to get the answer to the question, what is the impact of Northern Pass on the vulnerability of the expanding and more complex grid to catastrophic failure? Last night, I submitted a memo that identified seven specific threats that have occurred historically, will occur in the future, perhaps with a small probability in the next 20 years. Perhaps they could happen any day. I'll talk to a couple of them this evening. We're undertaking a very small, underfunded research project to try to provide some further insight to DOE on the issue of what the impact in these various areas might be and what the research lines they might pursue could be. I have one quote, and that's about all the time I'm going to have to offer. But one of the threats is cyber attack. I have a quote 2 years ago, former director and then Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, reported in the Washington Post, "There is a strong likelihood that the next Pearl Harbor we confront could very well be a cyber attack that cripples our power systems, our grid, our security systems, our financial systems, our government system." Two Sundays ago, there was a panel exploring the unintended consequences of bombing Assad's chemical resources. One of the commentators said, well, we cyber attacked Iran. Iran's a partner of Syria. We could very well have Iran countering with a cyber attack on us.